shot my woman down, went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, to the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. Mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we're going to listen to an album called Brazilian Dreams by the Cuban clarinet and saxophone player Paquito de Rivera. It was recorded right here in Pittsburgh at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild in 2001 and was released by this great label, MCG Jazz. The album features not only Paquito de Rivera, but also the New York Voices and the late Brazilian trumpeter Claudio Rodici. In the US, the CD peaked at number 22 on the Billboard Top Jazz Albums chart. It was produced by the great Jay Ashby, and the album brings tracks by Jobim, Luiz Bonfá, João Donato, Caetano Veloso, as well as three original songs by Paquito de Rivera and Claudio Rodici. Paquito de Rivera has always been a great admirer of Brazilian music, and the CD, as you're going to listen, undoubtedly confirms that. In his autobiographical book, My Sax Life, that is S-A-X, Paquito writes, "I feel a great passion for the culture and music of Brazil, and gives me pleasure to declare publicly that my heart is half Brazilian." Ooh.
floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. How lovely. Well, this is where I want to be, here with you, so close to me, until the final flicker of life says, I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bit of tragic joke I found with you. Oh my love,
walks by quiet streets, and a to me until the final flicker of my embers. I was lost and lonely. Reliving life was only a bitter tragic joke have found with you. I have found the meaning of existence. Oh, my love.
This is where I want to be.
My love.
Where you're supposed to be.
My love.
Thank you.
That song, it is called Desafinado. It is the song that started Bossa Nova. It was performed by Paquito de Rivera, the trumpeter Claudio Rodici, and the New York Voices, with the singers Kim Nazarian, Lauren Kinhan, Darman Meter, and Peter Eldridge. Add to that the trombone of Jay Ashby, the piano of Elio Alves, the guitar of Marty Ashby, bass of Oscar Stagnaro, and drummer Paulo Braga, who actually was part of Banda Nova, the group that accompanied Jobim himself for the last many years of his life. We are listening tonight to the CD called Brazilian Dreams by Paquito de Rivera. It was recorded in Pittsburgh, live at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild. Paquito de Rivera had been awarded the Latin Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album, and with this recognition became the only performer to receive in both jazz and classical music categories. He received the Latin Grammy as Best Classical Album for Histoire du Soldat by Stravinsky. Now, back to Brazilian Dreams. This next song is called Modinha.
Thank you.
falls deeply in my broken
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Red on Red. It was written by Claudio Rodici, the Brazilian trumpeter you heard on this track. It is from the album Brazilian Dreams by Paquito de Rivera. It also brings the New York voices. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Always an enormous pleasure to bring something about Brazilian music wherever it was done in the world. This week was done right here in Pittsburgh. In case you're not in Pittsburgh, you can always live stream our program Fridays at 7 p.m. on wrct.org. Join us again in a week and stay a few more minutes with the Brazilian music of Paquito de Rivera.
Pain and clears the tears. shining star that you see drifting. Our two hearts will rise uplifting, sending sorrow far away.
So far we have all over, I'm better, we're better, but over people be my mood, be my bad, but all the bad, but all the
Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. From the Basement, bringing you What's What in alternative rock and indie, with occasional interviews with local experts every Friday at 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.